Good morning, beloved, and again, thank you for inviting me into your homes for this Tuesday edition of the 5-Minute Journey. Today we are in Exodus chapter 3, and in today's reading, God appears to Moses at Mount Sinai in the form of a flame coming from a bush, and God tells Moses that he has been chosen to lead the Israelites out of Egypt. God's divine name is revealed to Moses. And God's saving word for us this week is mercy and forgiveness. So let's begin reading Exodus chapter 3. One day, while Moses was taking care of the sheep and goats of his father-in-law Jethro, the priest of Midian, he led the flock across the desert and he came to Sinai, the holy mountain. And there the angel of the Lord appeared to him as a flame coming from the middle of a bush. Moses saw that the bush was on fire, but that it was not burned up. This is strange, he thought. Why isn't that bush burning up? I will go closer and see. When the Lord saw Moses was coming closer, he called to him from the middle of the bush and said, "Moses, Moses." He answered, "Yes, here I am." God said, "Do not come any closer. Take off your sandals, because you are standing on holy ground. I am the God of your ancestors, the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob." So Moses covered his face because he was afraid to look at God. Then the Lord said, "I have seen how cruelly my people are being treated in Egypt. I have heard them cry out to be rescued from their slave drivers. I know all about their sufferings, and so I have come down to rescue them from the Egyptians and to bring them out of Egypt to a spacious land, one which is rich and fertile and in which the Canaanites, the Hittites, the Amorites, the Perizzites, and the Hivites and the Jebusites now live. I have indeed heard the cry of my people, and I see how the Egyptians are oppressing them. Now I am sending you to the king of Egypt so that you can lead my people out of his country." But Moses said to God, "I am nobody. How can I go to the king and bring the Israelites out of Egypt?" And God answered, "I will be with you, and when you bring the people out of Egypt, you will worship me on this mountain. That will be the proof that I have sent you." But Moses replied, "When I go to the Israelites and say to them, 'The God of your ancestors sent me to you,' they will ask me, 'What is his name?' So what can I tell them?" And God said, "I am who I am. You must tell them, 'The one who is called I am has sent me to you.' Tell the Israelites that I, the Lord, the God of their ancestors, the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, have sent you to them. This is my name forever. This is what all future generations are to call me. Go and gather the leaders of Israel together and tell them that I, the Lord, the God of their ancestors, the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, appeared to you. Tell them that I have come to them and have seen what the Egyptians are doing to them. I have decided that I will bring them out of Egypt, where they are being treated cruelly, and will take them to a rich and fertile land, the land of the Canaanites, the Hittites, the Amorites, the Perizzites, the Hivites, and the Jebusites. My people will listen to what you say to them. Then you must go with the leaders of Israel to the king of Egypt and say to him, 'The Lord, the God of the Hebrews, has revealed himself to us. Now allow us to travel 3 days into the desert to offer sacrifices to the Lord our God. I know that the king of Egypt will not let you go unless he is forced to do so. But I will use my power and will punish Egypt by doing terrifying things there. After that, he will let you go. I will make the Egyptians respect you so that when my people leave, they will not go empty-handed. Every Israelite woman will go to her Egyptian neighbors and to any Egyptian woman living in her house and will ask for clothing and for gold and for silver jewelry. The Israelites will put these things on their sons and their daughters and carry away the wealth of the Egyptians. And today's key verse is Exodus chapter 3, verses 14 and 15. And God said, I am who I am. You must tell them, the one who is called I am has sent me to you. This is my name forever. This is what all future generations are to call me. You know, it's interesting that, Moses was not excited at all, about this new chapter of his life, to go back to Egypt where there's a price on his head, where he is known as a murderer by both the Egyptians and his own people, to go back there and to bring these people, the slaves of Egypt, out of the land and into the land that God had for them. These were valuable people. The Egyptians built many cities with the slave labor of the Hebrews. But when Moses complains and says, we don't even know your name, who shall I say sent me? Then God reveals to him his covenant name, I am. You tell them, I am sent me. I am that I am. That means that God is the self-existent one. Amen. That's who you and I worship and serve today, the self-existent God. Let us pray. Almighty God, you are the one who is called I am. And I know that you are with me always. Guide me this day and lead me in the way of your truth. Amen. Well, that brings our Tuesday together to a close, beloved. Join me tomorrow as we will be reading Exodus chapter 4, where God gives Moses miraculous power. Until tomorrow, then, may God richly bless you, is my prayer.